Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No, it is not Rob Parker. It is my man, Martin Weiss, and we are live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, even without Rob, is the way sports talk radio should be. Let me welcome in my man filling in for Rob Parker, none other than Martin Weiss. What's up, man?
Chris, man, great to be here with you down here in Birmingham, Alabama at the National Association of Black Journalists Conference. Let me tell you something. Your boy, Rob Parker, it's like walking with the mayor. You can't go 3 feet without stopping and talking to somebody. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. But last night was awesome. Mark Spears elected into the NABJ Hall of Fame. And so it was good to see that. You know, Chris, he and I actually cousins.
And Rob, was it to get you and Mark Spears are cousins?
Yeah, in a second cousin Louisiana backwood type of way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Mark's was yesterday. Rob's will be tomorrow.
Oh,
so.
It's different night. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two different That's nights. Great. You know what? Absolutely hey, great. You know both what? We're down here in Alabama, Chris. You got to line up something to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm wondering, man. Birmingham. That's interesting.
Yeah, Chris, I fly all the time, travel from Los Angeles all the time. Didn't realize for about the first 5 minutes when I was trying to book this flight that I had nonstop selected. I thought for a minute maybe I couldn't fly from L.A. to Birmingham. You can. You're just going to have to make a stop in either Dallas or Houston or Atlanta or something like that.
That's not surprising. That's not surprising. But, yo, enjoy the weekend, man. Enjoy your time there and tell everybody, Rob, Mark, all them, that I said, what's up? We got a great show for the next 3 hours, so keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83, however you may be listening. Devin Gardner, former Michigan quarterback and captain, was he there when you – he's a little younger than you.
No, he was – his I want to say his number 98 season, where he wore 98 as the quarterback.
Right.
That was my fifth year in college. So okay. I was there. Okay. I only did the five, Chris, but still. But yeah, me and Devin Gardner, we were alumni together.
All right, cool. So we'll have him on the show at the bottom of the hour. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G still out. Keep him in your prayers. A little bout with COVID. Bo Benson filling in for him. We've got, of course, DJ Alex. It's Brandon Trufa. It's not Bo Benson. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, yes, the truth. Alex Teichert is here. Of course, it's a Thursday. Teichert's Tower of Trivia in the third hour. You know he's not missing that.
Lord have mercy.
We got our man Sagar Patel on the social media and on the update.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager. All right, let's get it popping. Martin, and of course, you can catch Martin here on Fox Sports Radio every Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern, doing his thing on the Martin and VJ show. You just heard VJ Husky last night. Now I've got, should I say the better half or just half?
Hey,
of
man,
the Martin
look,
and VJ show.
Hey, I'll let y'all do all
I don't
want
to get between y'all and start no mess, but.
The better half, I'll say. Go ahead.
All right, There you go. All right, so look, tonight football is finally here, albeit in an exhibition form. We've got the Hall of Fame game, the Cleveland Browns, and the New York Jets. Two really interesting teams this year, I think. And mainly because of their quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson looking to bounce back and get back to the old Deshaun Watson that we haven't seen in a few years now. Of course, he had his issues off the field with the sexual harassment, assault, all of that stuff. He's trying to move past that and wasn't very good last year. What did he play, six games last year?
Yep.
Wasn't very good, but this year we'll see if he can bounce back. And then, of course, for the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers playing for his first time outside of Green Bay. So a lot of expectations, certainly in New York and even at places throughout the NFL. So, Martin Weiss, I'm going to throw this question at you. Which quarterback do you think will have a better year, Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson? You could throw in the team success, too. That's the question.
Well, team success is definitely going to matter, especially in New York, because
yes.
If they come out and they get off to an ugly start, that's going to be, all of the Taylor Swift honeymoon messes, that's going to be
right,
well over
it has
very
been a
quickly.
Honeymoon.
Right. I think that Aaron Rodgers will have the better year. I was just talking about this. Chris, in the last 3 years, Aaron Rodgers has won two MVPs, no? Like he's been right there. And he had a broken thumb last year on his throwing hand. Really, until Mike Sando came out with the NFL tears, I was wondering if I was losing my mind. Because I was the only one that thought Aaron Rodgers was still elite. I'm sorry. That dude can still spin it and play. Like, he's nice. And, with Deshaun Watson, as good as he's been in his career, it really hasn't turned into real success on the field. You know what I'm saying?
They did make the playoffs a few times in Houston, but his last year there, he was tremendous individually. You're right. They only won four games. So you're right on that.
So I think when you look at the team success, I think the Jets will be better than the Browns. I think that Rodgers will be, again, rookie receivers last year, broken thumb. And I get it towards, he's out there. So what matters is what he's doing when he's out there, right? So he's playing. He's not sitting. But still, Chris, even towards the end of the year, he turned it on a little bit, started looking a little bit more like.
He wasn't himself. He still hasn't been putting up the big numbers. I mean, look, I'm with you. I know you work with First Things First. You're there in the morning meetings and all that. And so I know my thought. I'm with you. Now, I do understand the apprehension about Rodgers. I am not as sold as you are that, it was just, I don't know what you blame, the injury. And I get it. I do think the injury played a factor. I also think the fact that he wasn't engaged in Green Bay anymore, wasn't engaged with his receivers. He clearly wasn't happy with the organization. I think all of that played a role. And I think And Aaron Rodgers with a chip on his shoulder is the best Aaron Rodgers.
I mean,
and that
Chris.
Certainly is this year's. And you're right, the pieces around him, the running backs, the receivers led by Garrett Wilson. The offensive line is a bit of a question mark, but I think he'll make them better himself with quick releases and smart play. And I think they'll be a little better than people expect. And the defense obviously is locked down. So I'm with you there. I'm not 100% certain. I am betting on Rodgers to have a great year, a very good year. Not necessarily the MVP, but closer to that than he was last year. But I think I have a little more doubt than you do because he does turn 40 in December.
I mean, yeah. And he's, and you know what? Father Time is undefeated, and I get it. He's old, and we cannot keep going with, well, Tom Brady did it because Tom Brady is one of one.
Everybody's not
going
to be that. Right.
Everybody's not going to be there, and I understand. You're right. I do. I watch First Things First all every day. I know. It's been how many weeks, Kevin Wild, since Aaron Rodgers threw for 300 yards?
Right. 23. I hear that every day.
Look, I get it. I 100% get it, but to your point, Aaron Rodgers with a chip on his shoulder, real or perceived. We've seen it. We've seen it happen. They draft a quarterback in the first round. He's like, oh, you want to do that? All right. Good luck. Just watch me win back-to-back MVPs. Watch me. You know, and you know what? Maybe, Chris, a lot of this maybe stems from being in Detroit for 10 years and covering the Lions and that team.
He paced
and
look, y'all a lot.
I'm saying, look, y'all is a stretch, but still the point remains. I have seen Aaron Rodgers do a lot of crazy things on the football field. I got a lot of respect
so
for that man in
your,
his game.
What are your expectations for the Jets then?
I think
they'll make the playoffs. And look, once you get there, especially when you have a quarterback like Rodgers, you're a threat. But I don't think they'll come out at AFC, but I do think they'll make the playoffs.
No, I got them as a wild card. I think Miami actually is going to win the division. Like, even with Ramsey being
so
hurt.
So, do you have Buffalo making the playoffs?
No.
Wow. Right now, I've thought about that. This is a tough one because I think these three teams are all good. Right now, and, you know, we'll make our official picks as we get closer to the season, but right now, I'm leaning Buffalo winning it, the division, and New York being the wild card and Miami missing, which I hate to say because they are stacked.
I mean, Miami is stacked up and down, and I know the whole thing, if Tua can stay upright, but then they went and got Mike White. Mike White can start four games in a season. I'm not saying you're happy about it, but it's not like there's a few. Zach Wilson can't start four games this season.
Backup.
You know what I'm saying? He's a decent backup, right? So he's
that's
a decent
fair.
Backup. He'll be able to – he should be able to get the ball out. And, again, it's one of those things. It's like – you just got to show up almost. Like, if you're the quarterback of the Dolphins, I'm not saying
that. And they stack. I can't see three teams making it, though.
I don't see.
Out Buffalo, that's saying a lot. Woo!
Well, Chris, all right, let's think it out, right? That defensively, I feel like they've taken a step back. Just even without Leslie Frazier being there, Sean McDermott taking a bigger role. But, like, last year.
Well, remember, they missed Von Miller a lot. Like, he's
exactly.
back. And that's a big loss. But with him back, I think they'll be better. I think Tre'Davious White will be better. He wasn't very good when he came back. But we can get to that another time. But quickly, Deshaun Watson. So it's one thing to say Aaron Rodgers will have a better year. What type of year, though, do you think Watson has quickly? Like, can he get back to what he was in Houston, in your view?
I know he better for the sake of the Browns in that contract, but honestly, I don't think so.
Done it 27.
Well, just think about the only guy I can really think of as analogous is Michael Vick, who, like, when he sat, I mean, obviously they were in different types of trouble, and obviously Mike went to jail and all that. But, like, when you just take a year off, quote unquote, essentially, which is what he did the last year
basically
in Houston.
It's almost been two years.
And in that six game sample size, obviously it wasn't great, but I'd say this, if he's a top five quarterback by the end of the season, I'd be surprised.
Well, I agree with that. I don't expect top five. I'll give him a shot at inching toward that top 10. You know, I hope he can come back. I know he did some terrible things, allegedly, but it looked like he did them. I hope he can bounce back. And he was a great player. We'll see if he can get back to form.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Live from the TireRack.com studios, our next guest played quarterback and was a captain as well at Michigan, now a Fox College football analyst, friend of the show. We welcome in Devin Gardner. Devin, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Oh, I'm excited. It's been a long time. I know you hate me. You're just keeping me away from the show, but I'm here now.
No, it's all love for you. In fact, one of your Michigan alums, Martin Weiss, absolutely, is here doing the show with me.
Man, absolutely. You know, Devin,
and you better not say nothing wrong.
No, what I do have to say, though, and I've told the person who caught this pass, thank you so much, because it was one of the wildest games because I ever saw. Michigan Northwestern, Devin Gardner, second start at Michigan, right?
Yep.
Second start ever. Hey, I mean, Chris, look, He throws a 53-yard pass to Roy Roundtree, and they do the most fire drill field goal I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how everybody wasn't offsides. It was one of the most – as a Michigan fan, Chris, it was some dark times there early on. But that right there, I was like, thank you for giving me something to root for back now that we're here. So appreciate you, brother.
Little known fact, my own auntie left the game. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
He heard the eruption on the Hail Mary from stadium.
That's hilarious.
Well, speaking of dark times at Michigan, right now your coach is suspended, Jim Harbaugh, for the first four games. Now they're games, what is it, Rutgers, I think Bowling Green, like games they should win. But what is the feeling around there? I mean, has this really cast a pale over that team, or do they feel like they can really move past it and try to fight for a spot in the playoff again?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. Like you said, the first four games, those are your fluff games. And if they can't finish those, they didn't have an opportunity to play in the playoff anyway, right? With everybody else in the pack, you didn't have a chance anyway. And so the one thing I would say, you know, you think, like, how bad is the violation, right? Like, is it this big thing? Like, did they cheat or whatever? And so from listening to Harbaugh and talking with people, you know, the NCAA has some rules, right? And so I remember when I was in college, you could have a continental breakfast. You could have, you know, fruit and bagels, but you could not have cream cheese. If you have cream cheese, we're going to lose.
Really?
Right?
That is
stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Ridiculous.
And so I don't know if this was one of those types of rules where it's like, hey, maybe you talk this long to a guy or whatever the case may be. All the details aren't out. But from what Harbaugh is saying, he's like, listen, guys, I'm not ashamed of the thing that happened. And maybe it's one of those rules that maybe shouldn't be a rule, like not allowing people to have cream cheese. I think they'll be fine.
Hey, look, they better be fine through those first four games. Otherwise,
I don't even want to go there.
I'm not putting that out there. But, Devin, when you were in college, did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that Michigan will be playing a conference game against UCLA? Or USC, because that's where we're at now.
Never thought of it. You know, the crazy thing is how they're adding all these teams and different things like that. I never played Wisconsin, right? I was in college for 5 years, and I've never been to Wisconsin, and I never played Wisconsin. And so the fact that they're adding in all these new teams and a new commissioner saying, hey, if you're here for 4 years, I want to have you have played in every stadium and been everywhere. I think that's really, really cool. But and like you said, I would have never thought in a million years that a conference game versus UCLA would be viable.
So what are your thoughts on just the realignment in general? I mean, obviously it's coming, and college football is going to look much different in a few years. What are your thoughts on it in general?
Specifically in the Big Ten, I love that they're doing away with the East and West because obviously the West is, you know, struggling a bit, right? And so you aren't getting the best games in that championship game and things like that. And so a lot of people are upset Ohio State would have to play Michigan twice. But for either side, that gives you an opportunity to either redeem yourself or stump a guy while he's down, right? And so that would be good for that rivalry. But the realignment all around the country I think is awesome. You got big schools going to big conferences trying to make a splash, particularly the last one we just saw with Colorado going to the Big 12. I think it's genius by Deion. Because if you want to recruit at that level, right, that high level that you're talking about, you got to try to get in Texas. And you're not getting the top kids in Texas if they got to go play in the Pac-12, well, the UCLA-USC-less Pac-12, and maybe even Oregon's out of there. And so the Pac-12 is struggling to, you know, stay afloat right now. But as far as Big 12, Cincinnati done a great job of being a great program and earning that Power 5 kind of title, UCF going to the Big 12 as well. I think the Big 12, SEC, Big 10 are as strong as they've ever been.
But like you just said, the conference here that is going to be on the chopping block, the Pac-12, how do you see this ending up? Are we going to have like four major conferences? I know we talk about the Power 5 and Group of 5, but like as we're sitting here, like I would have thought it was unimaginable when we were in college that USC would be playing in the Big House in November. Like that's ridiculous, right? But here we are. Oregon, you said, maybe leaving the Pac-12. USC, UCLA already out of it. It kind of feels like we're headed to like the AFC and the NFC, but just for college football eventually with like two major
which
groups.
Which might not
and that's
be
what ends
bad.
Up happening.
Right.
I'm for it, right? It's worked for a very long time at the highest level. And the fact that they found a way to get this playoff, the Power Five stigma doesn't matter as much because now you're going to get teams in, right? Teams, if you're good enough, they're going to watch the film, the College Football Playoff Committee. They're going to figure it out, and you will be in. There will be no more, oh, well, he didn't play it. They didn't play in a strong conference or whatever. Well, put them in there against Bama at number 12 and see what they do. You know what I mean? And so I think that it's the best thing for college football because, you know, you always have those years in the BCS. It was, we're undefeated. We're the best team. And because of a computer, we didn't get our chance. And then in the college football playoff, well, we're undefeated. But because you guys said we didn't play anybody, we didn't get our chance. Well, now everybody's got their chance, and Power Five just doesn't mean as much, in my opinion.
Nah, I feel you on that. USC, you heard Martin mention them. Caleb Wilson or Williams, obviously the returning Heisman Trophy winner, being compared to Patrick Mahomes. What are your thoughts on that?
That's tough because at this time, Patrick Mahomes wasn't Patrick Mahomes. You know, and that's what we do though, right? We compare. We try to get the next, right? Who's the next guy? This guy's amazing. We don't want to enjoy this, though. We want the next Jordan. We want the next LeBron. We want the next Patrick Mahomes. And with all that being said, this young fella might be next. I'm just telling you.
You got off that soapbox quickly.
Guess what? He's that guy, and I got to be that guy because of it.
Look, Caleb Williams is incredible. But I do wonder this. When you see – okay, so there's a couple guys in this class that I do like that aren't Caleb Williams. First, I think of Riley Patterson at Duke and then Drake May at North Carolina. Where do you see these guys falling in? Because I think over the next, you know, probably 6 to 8 months, it'll be Caleb Williams hype phenomena and all that. Where do you see some of the other arms in this class falling out? Or come, draft eligible.
Duke last year and I was super impressed, right, with this young guy who hadn't had a bunch of reps, especially talking to him and then getting a chance to see him work. He had a nice year. And he, if he can take the next step, I think he could be a special player. And Drake May, man, what do you want, right? 6'4", 230 pounds. And you know, aside from all those attributes, when I got a chance to watch him play, he's a guy that he knows the game and he plays on schedule, right? Kind of getting a chance to see him throw guys open and play like a professional football quarterback, not the gimmicky throw the bubble, and that's why you kind of padding your stats, right? He's throwing the ball down the field, checking the ball down, moving his feet, and he can move as well. And so I think it's going to be hard to get into that Caleb Williams kind of class, but if I have to get a Drake May at number 2 in the draft, I am not going to be disappointed if I missed out on Caleb Williams.
Before you go, who do you think of the rookie quarterbacks this year in the NFL? You got, you know, C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, like which – any Levis, anybody else, Anthony Richardson. Who do you think will have the best rookie season?
I mean, the two that everybody loves and I love and they went 1-2 just the way they should have is C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. And so – I'm super interested to see because Bryce Young, for so long, similar to Kyler Murray, has been dominant at that size and has been able to be so successful when you probably shouldn't, right? He's playing a big man sport in a small frame. And I'm really interested to see because I'm just telling you, man, he's got an aura about him that makes guys around him want to be better, play better, and win for him, right? And so when you have that type of thing, everybody talks about how good people can throw and all those different things. That stuff, that's a given, right? He should be able to throw. He's number one pick. All these guys can throw. We get that. But as far as that aura and that ability to galvanize the troops, without even saying a whole bunch, I'm super interested to see how he's able to fare. And they put some good pieces around him. So he's not the normal number one pick, Peyton Manning going to an awful team. They've got some nice weapons around him, some veterans that can help him along the way. And I think by the middle of the season, people will be talking really highly about Bryce Young, and obviously I love C.J. Stroud and the way he works, right? Because, you know, he's always been behind Bryce Young, right? He's always been the second fiddle.
Right.
And I think that chip on his shoulder is going to carry him strongly, even though he has a first-year coach. I think that chip on his shoulder is going to continue to carry him because he's got all the tools as well.
All right, that's our man Devin Gardner. He has all the tools as well as a college football analyst. Great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
All right, guys, and go Blue. I need Broussard to say it. One of these
times. I done given him so much money. Whether I say it or not, I'm go Blue. They know it. No, they got so much of my money.
That's right. As they should.
Right. All right,
brother. Keep up the great work, man.
All right, man.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest is the Dallas Cowboys beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, friend of the show, Clarence Hill. Clarence, welcome to the iCouple, brother.
What's up, fellas, man? How y'all doing today?
We are good. Martin Weiss is in for Rob Parker. We're great, man. Let's get to it. Jerry was talking, and I want to get to some of the specifics he was talking about. He said that the offense is Dak friendly. And when he described what that meant, more dump offs, fewer reads pre-snap, fewer reads post-snap, wide receivers not having to read the DBs. This is not an insult to Dak, Mike McCarthy, whoever, but it sounds like they've dumbed down the offense a bit. Is that essentially what is going on or has gone on?
I think they simplified the offense, and there was a lot of confusion last year. It's really, compared to last year, what they were doing. Really, they're moving more to a West Coast scheme, and that's about getting the ball out. Remember when San Francisco was good, they were getting the ball out quickly to Jerry Rice. I'm not saying that we're just a Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, but it's about getting the ball out quickly. Mm-hmm. And one of the issues they had last year was receivers in the wrong spot, or in the same spot, and so they have a better understanding of the offense. So they simplified some things for the entire offense, and that's basically what he was trying to say.
Now, Clarence, how much of this is in part because Dak Prescott had a half a trillion interceptions last year in 12 games? like how much of the simplification of this? I know that you're just saying the guys were on different pages and stuff.
So you really got the wrong guy. You really got the wrong guy with the half a trillion. I'm old enough to remember when Brett Favre was throwing 30 interceptions.
Well, that was a different NFL. Yeah, that was a different NFL.
I'm assuming you guys are of a certain age. I want you to go down the list and tell me the interception leaders over the last 10 years, 15 is probably the lowest.
What we're saying is that's when you could hit. You're talking about all those guys. We know the numbers are much better now, but that's because you used to be at a hit quarterback. You used to be at a hit receivers.
But even in the last 10 years, I'm not even talking about when Brett Favre played. I'm talking about in the last 10 years. Last 5 years, 15 is still a low number compared to that. So I would say that a trillion is a lot. I would say that 15 is you know, certainly they want him to cut down on interception, but that's not the reason. The Cowboys' offense last year, the receiver core was off. I mean, we're one of the worst receiver corps in the league. They got a lot of, you know, little separation. You know, with Mike McCarthy, I'm just going by what Mike McCarthy said, who's running the offense. We talked about changes they want to make. They want to change the blocking scheme. The offensive protection was bad. So they're doing things to change the offense to make, you know, help Dak be more decisive in the decision-making and be cleaner in the decision-making, certainly. And hopefully that will cut down interceptions. But, again, that's more about the entire offense and the problems they had on offense as a group, not necessarily an indictment of Dak Prescott. If you watch the Cowboys play, Dak Prescott does a lot at the line of scrimmage. He has a lot of control of what goes along, calling his protection. He's not bus driving out there. Just watch what he does. But, yeah, you want to cut down. Everybody wants fewer turnovers. There's no question about that. But, again, these are not things that are, say, we got to do this because Dak needs the offense dumbed down. That's not the point.
Do you think the running game, obviously Ezekiel Elliott is gone. Do you think the running game will be as strong? I think we talked to you last year and I don't know if it was you or someone else, but, you know, a lot of people were voicing, well, Pollard can't handle 20 carries a game. You know, he would get broken up. A lot of people felt like, how are they going to handle the running game, and do you think it'll be as strong as it has in the past few years?
Well, I mean, I think you see how Pollard had a breakout year last year, and the reason people question about what Pollard can handle is because he's never had to handle. I mean, you go back to college, you go back to high school, Pollard's never been a primary back. He's never been a back guy that's carried the ball 20 times a game in his career, so we don't know what he can handle. Certainly, they're going to put more on him. But they're not going to run him down like he did Zeke in the past. He's not going to be 300 carry type guy. They do want to bring some guys in. They have some young backs behind him: Rico Dowdell, Malik Davis. They have the kid from Kansas State, Deuce Vaughn. But I think at the end of the training camp and preseason, they may add another back. You know, to come. You know, certainly a guy, a short yardage back, goal line back. You know, to add to the numbers, but they do believe in Tony Pollard. And Tony Pollard had a breakout season last year. He's bigger than you think.
Great.
He's 215. He's not 195. He's 215 pounds. And again, he's a guy that, you know, is a big play waiting to happen. And they want to be able to get the ball in his hands and allow him to make big plays. But yeah, they're not going to wear him down for sure.
Any chance, Ronald Jones obviously out for the first two games with the PED suspension, just two games though. Any chance they bring back Zeke? I doubt it, but I got to ask you that. And if not Dallas, where do you think he might end up, if anywhere?
Well, that's the question. Of course, Jerry's never going to rule out Zeke because of his relationship with Zeke. But you tell me, when they cut Zeke in March, did anybody believe that we get here to August and Zeke will still not be on the team? You know, I didn't think
it was possible, honestly.
I'm just not been on a team at all. I mean, no one saw the running back, but it's not just Zeke. You got a number of backs. I mean, I would have thought Dalvin Cook would have signed with someone by now. There are a number of backs out there that have not signed, and I just not see the dirt to the running back market and just dropping off the cliff like it is, where you got guys who are impact players who, you know, can still get it done, especially like a guy like Dalvin Cook, who's not with a team. So to make a long story short, the Cowboys did not cut Zeke with the plans of bringing him back. You know, that was right. never in the plan. That was never in the cards. You know, at the end of the day, he's still available. And if push comes to shove, at the end of the preseason, they're going to let these guys run, let these young guys develop. They're not going to let a veteran come in and be a progress stopper. You know, never say never, but that was not the plan. You know, Zeke visited New England last week, and apparently Bill Belichick has called Steven and called Jerry and called the Cowboys to get as much information about Zeke as possible. And so that's something, you know, they're looking at, and maybe Zeke will sign with them. Again, I'm surprised he's not with a team, but from what I understand, you know, just like with Dalvin Cook, I think it's about money. They're not playing for the minimum.
Yeah, to me, I would have thought that Zeke would have been on the team by now. That's for sure. Especially, I mean, Kareem Hunt. Like, some of the guys that are out there on the free agent market just is kind of it's really wild to think about. I want to go back to the Cowboys that are currently on the roster, though. I saw you were tweeting about this, Clarence. You had Trayvon Diggs and Dak kind of going back and forth at it. It feels like much ado about nothing, but still, like, it feels like at least good competition between two of your team leaders there in Diggs and in Dak in Oxnard.
And that's what it is. Like, you know, my video that kind of went viral, and we put up practice video. We put up interceptions, we put up touchdowns, we put up everything. It's training camp. Every day of training camp, it's trash talking. Dak and Diggs have been trash talking since 2020. I went back and looked up stories, you know, when they did the Hard Knocks with the Cowboys, and Dak and Diggs were going at it. That's what they do. People are taking saying it's a sign of disrespect because he says set your BS up, you know, and that's just how they go. We talked to Dak and Diggs about today, and they both laughed about it and said it's not that big of a deal. You know, Dak is one who starts most of it. He's trash-talking throughout practice. He's trash-talking in the locker room. He said that's part of his leadership style. He wants people to go at him. He's not some prima donna quarterback, but guys can't come back at me. You know, we are all on the same level, but they do respect him. He is the leader of this team. There's no disrespect from Diggs and Dak and any of those other guys. They know Dak is the leader. He's one of the oldest players on the team, but he's relating to these young guys. And it was, again, it was much ado about nothing.
All right, that is our man Clarence Hill, Cowboys beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, yep.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.